Second week, second day, the divine instrument. What would we think of a music dealer who locked up in a dank cell a perfect gramophone upon which had been played a poor record, while he continued to sell the poor record indiscriminately? Although, in a sense, we are gramophones, we may choose what we will play. The harmonious music of the spheres, or the discordant sounds of hate and fear. Nevertheless, when poor records are played upon a perfect gramophone, we must not discard or despise the gramophone itself. Condemn the sin, but never the sinner. Cultivate the habit of seeing the perfection beneath discord, and you will discover what a divine instrument God has designed. The only way to help others to cast off their poor records is to cast off the poor records we have been playing ourselves. Like the prodigal, we too must cry out, "I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, I am no more worthy to be called thy son." Only thus can we rid ourselves of inharmonies and begin to play the celestial music of the spheres. Father, take us up the ladders of affection for others, from that first mere tolerance to liking, from selfish attachment into friendship, deepening them into comradeship, and finally into the highest spiritual love. There, freed ourselves from judgment and condemnation toward others, may we free them also to turn within the radius of the perfect circle of thy ever-widening love. In Jesus' name, amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be simple, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?